Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Welcome back. Football Friday live from Neighbors Pub today, Kenmore Avenue. Chance to win a Josh Allen jersey. Stop by, scan the QR code. We're broadcasting here this afternoon. No purchase necessary. Join us for other upcoming broadcasts at Leo's and at Mitchell's. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly, 21 plus. We all enjoy Sal responsibly, I would say, I would hope.
Sal, I enjoy at times even some irresponsible consumption of Sal.
Of Sal?
Yes. When,
I'll give you a minute to think about what that might be.
I don't even know what it is.
Sal Capaccio with us now on the Western Hotline. I mean, it's Friday and there's usually something, I guess, some injury news, but Sal, I feel like we got quite a bit today.
Yeah, we did, guys. You're right about that. Really, up until even not knowing until it was revealed that because it happened at practice, I would guess, that Taron Johnson is now on the injury report and listed as questionable with a groin injury. That is not something that Sean McDermott mentioned to me. It's not something he mentioned to the media when he met with them right after. And he had not been on the injury report all week, but now he is with a limited participant designation today, questionable game designation. We knew Daquan Jones would be out, Josh Palmer would be out, and Shaq Thompson is out for the game. McDermott confirmed all of that. I did ask him about Shaq if that happened during practice on Wednesday. He said, well, it was something that was lingering. They were going to give him the vet rest day, but it was a little bit more that wound up going into it once they got out to the practice field, basically.
I guess it's obvious, maybe, Sal, like the Taron Johnson news could go either way. I mean, you could have something serious here,
yeah,
or just like a tweak. We'll play it safe.
Right, there's no way to know right now.
It seems like it'd be tough to guess.
Yeah, so limited could mean that he started practice and got hurt and left. Or it could mean that they already knew that something was bothering him, so he's a bit limited at practice. They just want to lay off him, but they're going to list him as questionable because, you know, he was limited with the injury. But being questionable for the game is the alarming part. Now, I will say this, guys. I just tweeted this out a little while ago that it's like a pet peeve of mine. I hate the fact that the NFL got rid of the probable designation several years ago. Like that, I understand why they did it, because the NFL said, look, they did this research and like 95% of the players listed as probable actually played in the game. So they figured it was pointless. But to me, it at least gives you a better sense of where the team thinks the guy is, right? You see questionable, you don't know. We're having this discussion, like, what happened to Taron Johnson? If he's probable, then it's like, okay, well, there was something going on with the groin, but should be okay. And I think that would at least help. And yeah, I hate being in the spot where you just kind of have to guess and don't know.
Yeah, right. I mean, questionable, putting him in that bin leaves you at, what kind of shoes is he wearing when he's out on the field for warm-up, right? Like, is he with the regular DBs, or are the trainers supervising him while he's doing whatever he's doing out there? Like, it just becomes this sort of piecing things together, which, can be challenging. If he can't go, what?
Yeah.
is there more three linebacker looks, or are we Cam Lewis? Like, what do we do if Taron Johnson can't go in this game Sunday against the Chiefs?
I think it's just straight Cam Lewis becomes the backup, and he plays, and then Jamarcus Ingram is probably the number two nickel in that case. And you do have Jordan Hancock, who could also play the position, but he's a safety now, really. But I think it's straight up Cam Lewis. The only time they'd play three linebackers is when the personnel dictates it. Like, I don't think that an injury to the nickel dictates it. I think it's more of, if they're going to go big, they're going to go three tight ends, you put in
that makes sense.
An extra linebacker, right? It's just, but otherwise, whatever your normal game plan is, it's just next man up.
It's not the week for it.
No,
Sal. It's
no. You want all your
week for it.
Your best cover guys, your best tacklers, your best of it. You want the best of everything.
If Taron Johnson doesn't play in Carolina, I don't even know if I would think twice about it.
Right.
But this is not the week for it.
No, and I would say this though. I'm not telling you that they should move on from Taron Johnson and play Cam Lewis anyway. But I don't think it's been Taron's best year. And, you know, I think that Cam Lewis has filled in adequately whenever he's had to play, especially at nickel. At safety, he's been a little bit different sometimes. He can get you by there, but that's his more natural spot, playing nickel. And he's a very, very tough run defender, Cam Lewis is. You guys remember 2020, ironically, against the Chiefs, the COVID year. It was moved to Monday night at the stadium, that weird 5 o'clock time. Taron, who had been with the team for a couple of years already, basically got benched. He lost his starting job. Cam Lewis started for him that game. And then Cam broke his forearm early in the game, and Taron Johnson went back in and never lost the job again.
Yeah, I didn't remember that. Wow. The first of what is soon to be 10 meetings since COVID between the Bills and the Chiefs. Sal, what's left to say about these teams together? What's different this year is, as we know, the standings. Like, neither team is in first place, which would have been really surprising to anybody to think before the season that you'd get to week 9 and be there. But, you know, Sam Panayotovich came on and was talking about how the spread is 4.5 points different from last year toward Kansas City. And he finds that interesting because it's mostly the same teams.
Is it? I mean, I guess. I mean, even Pacheco was out that game, right? I think he was, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think he played in that game against the Bills that day.
I think not that these are spread movers, but I think Worthy's emergence, when they played last year, Worthy was not yet someone that, you know, well, we might have been worried about him because of the draft day trade or whatever, but he hadn't really broken out yet. Rashee Rice wasn't there. Hollywood Brown might have even been in and out. Who knows? He had an injury-riddled first year there, but they've got – and Kelsey looked like maybe he was on his last legs, and all of that is different this time around.
Yeah, that's right. That part of it is different. I think it's recency bias, a lot of it. I mean, we've all been hearing it. Everybody's been talking about it. The Chiefs look like the best team in the league. They've been on a mission here. You know, they've been undeniable on offense, the way that they've looked the last few weeks. Look at the Bills. They're struggling on offense. They're struggling on defense to stop the run, right? It's just, I think that is a big part of why you see the line where it is. There's a lot of just, look at the Chiefs, that arrow is going up, the Bills arrow is going down, and I don't know how the Bills are going to stop them. I mean, I look at these, I think there's such familiarity with these two teams, these two coaches, the two coaching staffs, I should say. It's always a close game. I mean, the Bills won by 11 last year, but that was a really close game, that play by Josh Allen, that Jim Nance, like the game of the year, or play of the year, he calls it, and all that.
Right.
These are always close games. I mean, playoffs, regular season, all those games you mentioned, you know, since COVID. I mean, I know the AFC Championship game wasn't as close in that year, but, I mean, really, it's generally been a one-score game whenever they play.
Yeah, that AFC title game at the end of the 20 season is the one sort of aberration. Sam even mentioned that. Like, that game was not close. Everything else mostly has been, even if, like you just referenced, the regular season meeting last year ended up being a bigger margin of victory in the end. It was a tight game, really, all the way.
Yeah, and guys, I mean, the Chiefs are really good. They're not perfect. There are things that, you know, if you're in Kansas City talking about that team, one of the things that was brought up, I was on a couple different, you know, radio spots and with people this week, like, they're not rushing the passer very well. They're not getting home, you know, and that's something they're a bit concerned about as the season goes on. If you look at in fact, I was doing it this morning with Jeremy and Joe, they blitz at a fairly high rate, a little bit more than normal in the league, but they're hurry rate is last in the league. Their quarterback hurry rate is literally dead last in the NFL. So they're not doing that particularly well. They're not a great run team. Now, I do think without Pacheco, they'll lean more into Kareem Hunt. They'll become a little bit more of a power run team. And then Breshad Smith, you just don't know how they're going to use him. They've been sprinkling him in here and there, but he's only averaging 3 yards a carry. But they're not a perfect team. You know what they do really well, and they do it incredibly well, but you got to stop that. If you can at least try to slow them down like that, there are ways in which I think the Bills have a path to a victory. But, you know, the Bills are going to have to play a lot of mistake-free football to make that happen.
So we covered Taron Johnson. We don't know his status. Shaq Thompson, you mentioned, yep. Out. Taylor Rapp, maybe out for the year. Sal, were you taken aback by that update?
Maybe not taken aback. I guess I was a bit surprised that Sean gave that update now in week number 9, that's, you know, looks pretty likely that that's the case. But it must be, you know, severe enough for him to feel comfortable sharing that. And he even said, like, he's not a doctor. He doesn't know for sure. But that's kind of what it looks like right now from what he's being told, that Taylor Rapp won't be playing. And, you know, probably next year is the timeline for him. So, yeah, I mean, but we all knew that Taylor Rapp was going to be out a while. He's placed on IR. This isn't, like, new news that you're losing a player that you were thinking you were going to be with here. This just really kind of cements them having to go forward at safety with the guys they have, deciding what they want to do there. Do they want to go outside the organization and bring somebody in by the trade deadline at 4 p.m. on Tuesday? Do they like what they see in Jordan Hancock? What do they feel about Jordan Poyer having to play these meaningful snaps that he's playing? So I think a lot of decisions have to be made at safety.
You know, you could, like, perfectly well Jordan Hancock's development and even Poyer playing a role, but they're down, you know, two guys now that they were counting on, Hamlin and Rapp, and I don't know. We'll see what happens come Tuesday at 4 o'clock. But I want to say I'd be surprised if they didn't add someone. You know, I don't know if that'll be in the form of a trade or just some veteran that might be sitting out there that they can nick for nothing. But I think it's probably called for. Like, again, I like that they're working Hancock in. I think that's smart to do. I'm glad. I think I even said when you were visiting with us last Friday, I hope this game against Carolina goes in such a way that they can get some snaps under the belts of these guys, like Hairston making his first appearance and then Hancock on the back end. But I still think maybe another body is probably going to be needed.
I don't disagree. I would offer this, though. If Taron Johnson is healthy enough to be, like, counted on, I could see them making Cam Lewis more of a safety going forward. Is not just as much of a nickel, you know what I mean? Like, and say, we have a guy. Now, they do have Sam Franklin, but as you guys know, just so everybody knows, on the roster he's listed as a safety, but he is just a special teams guy. But he can play safety. Right. That's his natural position. But I think the plan would be initially, like, what do you, as far as assets given up, what are you looking at? If you need to trade for somebody and it just doesn't feel like it's right to do, I think the more natural thing they would do is say, well, now that Max Hairston is at corner and we sold Jamarcus Ingram, we can move Cam Lewis to more of a safety role if that is needed and kind of put him back in the, could be one week, could be something else another week.
Scrambling. Maybe this is a question for next week, but if there is this move that you might even be taking for granted, just what kind of timeline would you have at safety or, you know, even DB? They did it with Rasul Douglas, and, you know, he held up. Like, that wasn't a disaster at all.
No, he had a real positive impact that first year when he showed up.
Yep.
Yeah. Just one, every position, Sal, is different. They're unique in, I think, how much time a player might need to get to know what a team is really wants from them.
Yeah, and I just think it depends on the player and what systems he's been in, how they translate. The Bills really rely on that position to have guys they trust and guys that know what they're doing to get people lined up right. I mean, that is something they talk about every week, like lining up properly. I know it sounds basic, but you got to be able to line up. They can't do as much disguising, even with Jordan Hancock, right? Like that you did with Hyde and Poyer. They like doing things like that. You bring in a guy in that's cold. Like, you're not doing any of that pretty much probably. It's probably something that they want to make sure we're not just standing stationary and tipping our hand on every single play because this guy's playing half the field, anything like that. To me, it's the toughest position on this team that they would want to bring in somebody and feel like you could be up to speed as quick as possible. But it's not impossible. Yeah. You can get guys who know the system or at least have been in systems that are similar to feel that you can at least get there in short order.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline with us here on this Football Friday for a few more minutes. Sal, we all know so much attention and conversation within the fan base, on our shows, all of our platforms, about the receiving core. How big a game does Sunday feel like for Keon Coleman, if you think it's a big game for him at all?
Well, I think it's a big game simply because it just could quiet a lot of what's being talked about, or it could completely just ramp it up even more, considering that right. Xavier Worthy is on the other side, and a prominent former player went on a podcast and really kind of, you know, just criticized him and said some things that went viral that he's aware of. The media asked him about it. And I think it just kind of puts more of a spotlight on all of that. And that's probably why. Big game from that standpoint, from how people talk about him. I don't think it's a big game as far as, you know, his career arc necessarily. There's still more time left this season. And by the end of the season, we're going to have a big body of work and more information on that. As
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
As it goes, by the way, we didn't talk about Gabe Davis did not practice today. That's not on the injury report. Excuse me, because he's on the practice squad. He is not playing on Sunday. Sean McDermott did confirm he's not playing on Sunday. They're not elevating him. And Joshua Palmer is out. So I'm assuming they'll just roll with 5 receivers. They're not going to bring up Christian Wilkerson or Steven Gosnell from the practice squad. But they could do that if they wanted to. But I do think it's a big game from that part of it. You know, Bulldog, like, this is a chance for this young man to, and it's not just on him, it's on the coordinator, it's on the quarterback, it's on everybody, but it's a chance for this young man to really kind of step up and show the Bills and the fans and the country and the NFL watching that, hey, I mean, this is why they drafted me and not the other guy over there. And if it goes the other way, it's just going to continue to throw more gasoline on that fire.
Furthers that, right. Fair or not, Xavier Worthy touchdowns in both games against the Bills last year, regular season and AFC Championship. Coleman did not play, I think, in the regular season meeting. He didn't factor into the box score, at least. And he had one catch for 12 yards in the playoff game. All right. Matt Prater,
I think it was right before. I think he got hurt right before that game, I think, if I remember.
Right, yeah. I think that's right.
You assuming Prater's good? I mean, limited all 3 days.
McDermott basically said he thinks he'll play. So, yeah.
Did you?
I did ask him about Tyler Bass today.
Thank you. Thank you for volunteering that. I didn't want to ask you and have you go like, I'm sorry, I ran out of time or something.
No, I did. And so did you. Know, so Sean does his weekly radio appearance with me, and then he does another media briefing with the rest of the local media afterward. He was asked by me and by them, and basically the collective answer between the two was Tyler does stuff, you know, on his own. He's doing great, and he's working really hard, and there's no definitive timeline, though, on getting him back. Like, he did not commit to him coming back or not coming back.
By the way, on Davis, who you already brought up, did you have any reason to think, like, they were ready for him to be activated, but there was a setback, or was he just not in the plans for this week?
It's a good question. So Sean said when he talked with me, he said he was feeling, what was the word he used? I forgot the word that he used. Inflammation from practice this week. So, I always thought that he wasn't going to play, but I don't think there was a zero chance, you know, and this is, you know, you get inflammation. I'm guessing the knee. I don't know. He didn't say that part of it, but I'm guessing knee inflammation because that's what he came back from. You know, that's not an encouraging thing that when you hear that, that he came back from that injury and, you know, he's trying to work back.
How about the Miami development today, Sal? You can't be shocked, right, the way they're going?
I'm not shocked, but this is a weird time to fire a GM, guys. I mean, like, you just usually don't fire the GM at this time. Usually the GM is fired at the end of the season, and then the scouting staff is basically fired after the draft, or all of them after the draft. Like, the GM and the scouting staff, you don't get rid of during the season because they have all the information for the draft. You don't want to let that intel walk out the door. The GM kind of sets the tone for the draft and all that. So you can do that because someone else can take over. But generally, you don't see that. Generally, it's the coach. So I'm not surprised they moved on from Chris Greer. Heck, he's been the general manager for longer than Brandon Bean has been the general manager in Buffalo. And they've won diddly poo to put, you know, Jim Morris has been on it, right? And I know the Bills haven't gotten to Super Bowl, but, you know, Brandon Bean's won division titles and things like that, and this guy's in his own division, got the job before him. Anyway, that being said, it's usually the head coach that goes first. So I wonder if the timing was because of the trade deadline, and maybe Steve Ross, like, I don't want him making these decisions by Tuesday.
Right. I don't want you being attached to guys that you know personally or have.
Yes.
You know, let me get someone objective in here to just go flamethrower. You want to give me a third for this guy? I don't care that I signed him and loved him and whatever. Like, just objectively, we're just clearing the decks. That's what that smells like to me.
I think so, too. And I'm sure there'll be – I don't know. I haven't read that. I'm sure they have an interim GM in the time being. I don't think they're going to replace him permanently right now. But then we'll see about Mike McDaniel where it goes. But it obviously doesn't bode super well for him.
No. 2-7. Bills next week in Miami.
Yeah.
Sal, thanks, and enjoy the game Sunday.
Enjoy the game tonight, too. North Carolina at Syracuse tonight, Halloween night. How about that?
Oh, of course. That's what you meant.
No, and you know, I got to tell you, I don't know if you guys know. Seriously, I've been reading about this. Syracuse is starting a kid tonight who's never started a college game. He's a freshman lacrosse player who's also the quarterback named Joseph Filardi. He will be starting for Syracuse tonight against Bill Belichick, by the way.
At quarterback? Is it at the Dome?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, they are good at lacrosse.
That might
so is North Carolina.
That might get me there during the commercial breaks on the ball game.
There you go. I like it. All right. Well, I'm glad I could get you there a little bit.
Thank you, sir.
May he fare as well as Trey Savage on balance as of late. All right.
See you guys.
Enjoy the weekend, Sal. Thank you. Yeah. There's Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at Neighbors Pub, 337 Kenmore Avenue. We'll continue after the update. Lines are open for your calls, 803-0550. Picks at 6. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.